With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Passion of the Court. My name is Stephen Dawes, and today I'm talking about the game against Bournemouth. So Roy Hodgson said before the game that there was going to be a couple of doubts. One of them was Jeffrey Schlupp, because he picked up a bit of a knock, and unfortunately he wasn't in the team that started. The team that did start, however, was Johnston, who stays in goal after his good performances that he's had. Ward, Anderson, Gahey and Mitchell at the back, a familiar lineup now. Eze, Doucouré and Willem Hughes was in for Schlupp. And then we had Elise, Ayew and Zaha up front. So it was a fairly familiar setup, fairly familiar team, apart from Will Hughes, who came in for Jeffrey Schlupp. But what I was looking for was obviously another good performance, because Bournemouth have, you know, perhaps not in the immediate past, but certainly over the last few weeks under their new manager, they have become a bit better. You know, they've made a bit of a resurgence, shall we say, and they've been keeping themselves out of the relegation zone quite well. So they were 1 point behind us before the game started, and I have to say, when the game started, it was a fairly straightforward, fairly even first half to start off with. As the first half continued, we managed to get more and more into the game, and we started to have a little bit more dominance. Occasionally Bournemouth would come back and have a bit of a go, but they never really troubled Sam Johnston at all, to be fair, not even in most of the game at all, but I'll get onto that bit a little bit later on. So yeah, there wasn't a huge amount going on in terms of Bournemouth. I think overall they didn't have their best game, I don't think, against us. But some of that, I think, was because of our hard work and, you know, challenging and getting in the ball. The midfield were really good at picking up the loose balls and getting the ball off of Bournemouth players when they had it. And I felt that Bournemouth didn't really have an answer to getting through our midfield, which was really good. So as the first half continued, started to grow a little bit. At first, Eze and Elise weren't really in the game so much, but as the first half carried on, they got more into the game and started to have more of an influence over things. And that was where the first goal came from Eze. It was a lovely little ball into the box, and he took it really well. It was great to see that he's got more confidence. He seems to be more confident in the way he plays now, and it's great to see that. It really is good to see how he's progressing. And obviously, it was a great little touch from Zaha as well. So, you know, the first half, the first goal went in, and at that point, we'd started to put a bit more, you know, a bit more of a stamp on the game, and we were having a bit more of a dominance over the game itself. Then came a little bit of an incident where apparently Anderson punched one of the Bournemouth players in the nose. Apparently that's what the rumours are saying. And I mean, when I saw the game, it didn't seem to be that much in it. It just seemed to be a hand in the face. It didn't seem to be a full on punch or anything like that. The Bournemouth manager wasn't very happy, if you believe the reports that are coming out about that, but I didn't see too much in it. And, I think it was just one of those things. He was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Anyway, he did go down a bit quickly, and he was a bit of a showman about it. But we'll have to say, wait and see. I don't think there's too much in there at all, to be fair. But then, as the first half carried on, I think that we started to do even better, and we were getting more and more dominant as the first half went on. And then we went in at half time, I think, in a pretty good position. Second half came out pretty much the same. We continued to have that dominance in the midfield that allowed us to play forward very well. Elise and Eze and even Ayew was coming into the game more and more. Elise was great on the right hand side. He was cutting in and putting in crosses with his left. He was even putting crosses in with his right, and was really playing incredibly well. So, you know, when he was finding Eze a lot as well, and Eze was trying to get on the ball, Zaha out on the left-hand side was trying to work his magic as well, which is great to see. And even he created a couple of things for players to try and have a shot on goal. So we were getting more and more into the game, not necessarily having clear-cut chances on goal, but we were certainly pushing Bournemouth quite hard. And I felt that it was just a matter of time before we got the second goal, which we did. But before that, there was a bit of bad news in terms of Wilfried Zaha. He got into a bit of a tussle at the front with the Bournemouth player to get the ball, and he then pulled up a little bit with his hamstring. Well, that appeared to be his hamstring. He tried to play on, but then eventually had to stop and was substituted off, and Edouard came on in his place. That's a real shame. I hope that it's not anything. Well, I think it's probably going to keep him out the rest of the season. There's only a couple of games left. I don't think he's going to play another part in the season now, which is a real shame, especially if you believe what's going on in the news at the moment about other players, about other teams looking at him and stuff like that. Hopefully he will be with us next season, but if not, then it's a real shame that he had to end on that kind of a note. He looked really disappointed, which is going to be understandable. Part of me thinks maybe he was brought back in too quickly. You know, maybe he returned from injury a little bit too soon and wasn't quite ready. You know, we'll have to wait and see what the scans show. Apparently Roy Hodgson said that he's going to have a scan to reveal the seriousness of the injury and stuff like that. So hopefully it won't be something that will keep him out for too long, and hopefully we'll see him in a Palace shirt next season. If not, it's been a fantastic time with Wilfried Zaha in the team. It really has, and I know a lot of people are going to miss him. One of the good things, though, I have to say, is that when he went off and Edouard came on, we didn't seem to lose our flow. We kept going, we kept pushing. Edouard had an okay game. You know, he didn't set the world on fire. He had a couple of chances which he didn't quite manage to get hold of. So, but I think he was played a little bit better than he has done before. So that's promising to see. And and Eze again got the second goal. This time it was a wonderful little floated pass by Olise into the path of Eze, and then he took it on. I managed to hit it into the top corner of the goal. Fantastic goal from him, and a great pass from another assist from Olise. And that's 10 goals now for Eze this season, which is great to see. And a lot of them have come since Roy Hodgson took over, which is fantastic. You know, it's brilliant that he's been able to, you know, find this form with Roy Hodgson at the moment. So that's absolutely brilliant. And that's kind of how we played out the rest of the game. I mean, you know, you could say that Bournemouth had a bit of a flurry towards the end. You know, we brought on a couple of players. We took off Will Hughes, really well came on. We took off Doucouré, and James McArthur came on. Great to see him back on the pitch again. He looked pretty good out there. I mean, perhaps a little bit slow, but, you know, it's obvious he has been out of the game for quite a while. But it was great to see them in the middle. And you could say we lost a little bit of our momentum when they came on, but we still managed to hold out the game. Johnston had virtually nothing to do the whole game apart from the last 10 minutes. When Bournemouth were trying to start something, you know, trying to make some passes and stuff like that. But overall, you didn't really see much of the ball at all. And so that was a really fantastic result for us. And I think that we played incredibly well. Yes, you know, it's Bournemouth. And despite the fact that they've done well recently, you know, it wasn't their best performance, I don't think, at all. But, you know, 3 points is 3 points. And it's more than just the fact that we won the game. It's how we won the game, how we kind of dominated the game from the beginning. That impressed me the most, and the way that we went about the game. You know, we it wasn't a scrappy 2-0 win or you know, anything like that. It wasn't a to and fro. It was very much we were dominating, and I think that's fantastic when you know we're in that position and we're playing so well. And that is really my thoughts on the game in terms of individual performances. I think Will Hughes had a fantastic game. I think he played really well. He and Doucouré in the middle in this midfield, should we say, played incredibly well. And it was great to see those two working together so well. There was no, you know, in games, previous to games, you know, under Patrick Vieira, you know, you'd see them get a yellow card, or you'd see them getting quite aggressive in the way they played. But this time under Roy Hodgson, I'm seeing determination still, and certainly good play, but not so much of the aggression that we've seen previously, which is great to see. And maybe it's a change in the coaching style. Maybe it's a change in the way they're approaching the game. I don't know. But both of them played incredibly well. I think that Eze, again, grew into the game, and he's been really banging them in for Palace, you know, lately. At least they had a great game. Zaha had a great game before he went off. I think the back line were very strong. Again, didn't have a huge amount to do in terms of defensive work, but still worked well. You know, Anderson pinging the balls left and right, as he has done. You know, overall, it was a really good team performance. So it's fantastic to see it. I'd love to hear your thoughts, of course, on the game. Let me know what you think or your highlights of the game, and anything that you felt perhaps didn't work quite so well. I'd love to hear your thoughts down in the comment section. And as always, if you haven't yet subscribed, please do so for Crystal Palace news. I'll see you later.